welcome back to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, the director of the National Art Gallery, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. We're very pleased tonight to have Nettie Simonette in the studio. Many of you know Nettie as the first female hotelier in the Bahamas. Where was your hotel? Was it in Abaco or where was it?
No, it was on Cable Beach.
No, but you had another one on the Out Islands.
In Abaco. That was a different
right.
of Abaco.
Right.
Yes, okay.
Different of Abaco. And then you had the Casuarinas on Cable Beach.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. And now you have Nettie's Different on Cable Beach. And Angelica, just, you know, for the audience, describe what it's like going there. Describe what you see.
Well, first of all, it's the colorful establishment opposite the Marley Resort on Cable Beach. And usually when I say that, everyone's like, oh, I know that place. I've seen it. What is it? And honestly, from the moment you walk in, you're surrounded by art. It's on the floor. It's on the walls. It's on the ceiling. It's on the fans.
It's a gesamt Kunstwerk.
Yes.
Which is a fancy way of saying it's all art.
On the plants, on the posts, everything is art. You walk through the door, the hallways, you're just constantly surrounded by art. Bottles hanging from the ceilings, from the trees. She takes you in the back to her studio, which is an indoor studio with a sand floor.
Yep, the sand floor. Remember the sand floor.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she's telling you stories the whole time. And I feel so educated after an hour of being there.
Well, and the place tells a story because you've sort of created a little out island residence. I remember that, like, it's a little little wooden
like
house,
relics,
with exactly relics of an earlier life. And you have the double decker bus,
with flowers growing out of it.
Flowers growing out of it, and your crab pit, and then there's a little chapel in the backyard.
Yes,
I mean,
and a bunny
that's beautiful.
What, like, it's so beautiful.
You?
What made you?
Well, when I expanded to, I could thank Vince Vanderpool Waters for coercing me to Abaco. But when I expanded to Abaco, it became a period in my life. They say out of adversity comes strength. I found myself in a situation where I felt I needed to do something else. I didn't have the monies to really to do the traditional hotel, and so I turned into my culture and history and all of that, so I began to develop along those lines. And I was very, very, very pleased that my guests were like John Grisham, Jimmy Buffett, Steve Lodge, the Sealed Wife.
I remember I heard that place was just,
booming.
It was really, really, really.
And apparently, your bathroom was literally an outhouse. But all these amazing, fancy people would go down and think it was the most extraordinary thing.
Was it the John Grisham? John Grisham said to me, Nettie, when you build again, make it even more simpler. Mm-hmm. And then I took that to the Kanayas. That's the thatch.
The thatch tots, exactly.
Kanayas, they were like, not the hotel had modern facilities. No air conditioning. They told me not to do air conditioning.
Yeah, why should you need air conditioning?
So I did.
Why we live here to have the windows open?
So I did the huts, and people thought that's crazy. And the first person to stay in those huts was the president of Fannie Mae. He stayed there for 2 weeks. And I remember when the Prime Minister Hubert Ingraham came down there to visit the first time, and they took him into one of those huts. He fell asleep. They had a problem trying to wake him up. But it was
probably the best night's sleep he'd ever had.
Yeah.
It was a very, very simple way of life.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I came back to, you see, when I travel the world, I learn a lot of history from the people. They were so proud of their culture, their history, even in America, certain parts of America. They're very proud of their history and their culture. But unfortunately found that us as Bahamians, a lot of us were ashamed of who we were.
Mm-hmm.
Ashamed of our history and our culture, because people were very critical of me. Well, we should go in with that, you know. But I felt that it was just so important for us to preserve our history and culture, and that's when I began to make this collection from all over Bahamas, even parts of America, where it's amazing how their history is our history also.
Yes, well, very, very closely shared history.
Very, very
closely
together. Yeah. So that's how I got on with that. So that was born out of the hotel part of it.
But it's wonderful because it is, and you're right. I think after independence, there was a certain feeling of shame of the history.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, again, things like air conditioning are tied to that, right? Air conditioning is a sign of status. You know, the colder your house is, the more sealed it is, the more middle class you are, the more upper class you are. So this idea to live simply with the windows open is a sort of reminder of a past that's uncomfortable. But I think that's what's so beautiful about going to your place on Cable Beach is that you get to walk through and, again, see the beauty of that. And just
you sort of forget you're in Nassau.
Yeah, and a few nights ago on another Guardian radio show on Blueprint for Change, they were speaking about how, you know, we used to live sustainably, naturally, right? Now we're talking about becoming sustainable. How do we get back to that? We know how to live sustainably, you know, on stilts with the windows open, using the heat of the sun and the wind and all those things. But there was something about wanting to be like the West that took us down a path that, you know.
Well, you know, what saddens me as an older person, a more mature person, is that my philosophy in life is that if you do not know where you came from, you do not know where you're going.
Of course.
And that what has happened is that a generation has taught our Bahamian people how to be ashamed of who they are. Mm-hmm. You have people who say, oh, don't go there. Been brave enough to tell me, that place don't belong in Nassau. We should go over that. We should go do a thing. You know, it's just so sad.
It's very sad.
Very, very sad.
Mm. And that's why I think what you're doing is so lovely, because you're really cherishing our heritage and cherishing everything that's, you know, truly Bahamian. And again, there's, like Angelica described, the whole place is just this sort of artwork, and that you live there. And I find that, what's your routine like? Do you get up in the morning and are you compelled to paint every day? Does it come and go? Does the spirit ever misguide you? Do you ever make something and you look at it and say, oh yeah, no, that one's got to go in the trash?
I share something which I'm very interested in. I have a place there on Cable Beach. I should have moved in 4 years ago. I should have moved in 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. But my life is such where it's not about things anymore. I stay in a room, and I'm so happy in that little space in there. In that little space, it just, so much happens. As opposed to when you're out there and all that big, open, you only need but so much to live on, to live with.
True. Mm-hmm.
And then when we realize that, we appreciate how beautiful life can be, especially knowing that you live a simple life. When you pass this universe, you pass on, you take nothing with you.
True.
And you know something, and every day of my life, I say my little prayer. I said, Lord, help me to help somebody this day. Because if I can help somebody as they go along, my living should not be in vain. Mm. But you know, there's so many people, they wake up, what can I take? Mm-hmm. How can I stop this one from getting ahead? Mm-hmm. But instead of saying, I want to reach out, and that's why God has blessed me. He blessed me right now in ways that, my God, I can't do these things. I can't draw. I can't paint. I can't draw.
But you can paint. You can paint.
Well,
yes.
Well, he's guiding. He says, someone says, do this and do that. You know, it's like someone speaking to me. Do this and do that. Do this and do that. Use this and you. I'm like a zombie, okay? I'm not doing it. It's like something's just propelling me.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's been said, you know, Nettie, you should be teaching others to artwork. I don't know myself.
Mm-hmm.
The spirit leads me.
And so what does Shirley think about all this? What does your family think? What are your daughter, when you started getting up and painting bottles and garbage cans and buckets and stacking things?
Slop pails and stuff.
They're
very encouraging. It's,
great.
There's this Marsha, Valley, Shirley.
They didn't say, time to take mummy to the home. She's gone. Yeah. She's lost it.
And Shirley has to run me up and down to get all the paints and get all this and all the buckets and the pails.
And I must say, as soon as you enter her property, her children are there and her granddaughter is there and they're assisting you and helping you. And they're emailing me constantly for Nettie. I get responses right away. It's so efficient. They're awesome support for her and for me as curator of this exhibition.
Mm-hmm.
Can I share something with you? Very interesting.
Please.
I have not been there. And a computer and email type thing in the past 4 years.
Well, don't go back.
Right.
I don't have a cell phone. I don't know how to use them.
Lucky you.
No cell phone. No, nothing. I've got absolutely nothing. I would say, Shirley, did anyone send me anything?
Well, I recommend that highly. I only recently got rid of my bubbler and I'm regretting it already. So I think being disconnected is absolutely the way to go.
Yes.
I tell you, it's just an excuse for people to bother you at all times of day. And that, you know where I go, Nettie? When I want to disconnect, I go to Cat Island.
Okay.
There's a little corner there where the Wi-Fi doesn't work.
Right. Isn't that wonderful?
And I go to Andrew Jones's house, to the Spirit House, and I unplug, and it is beautiful.
Isn't that awesome? Yeah.
So yeah, absolutely. So I think you're on the right road. Absolutely on the right road. You're connected to God, right?
That's right. A higher power.
Right. The only one you need to be connected to.
Yeah.
So what about this show? How does it feel to now have your solo show at the Central Bank of the Bahamas? Another achievement that is just on the long list, or is it something really exciting for you?
I'm very excited. This young lady, she's at first I couldn't understand her, but then and then my children might say, wait a minute now. And then you didn't understand her 2 days ago. Give me a break, mommy. Wait a minute now. You did not. Now this, you can't stop talking. You can't stop talking about her. But I went there one day, and what I saw, it was not complete, but I was very fascinated with what I saw, very impressed. And I've been talking with my oldest daughter, and she said, Mommy, don't tell me no more, because then if you tell me everything, then I wouldn't have it. I want to go. Don't tell me no more, you know. But I think it's, I think she's doing an excellent job. And then, of course, you know, being a woman again, I'm really for my girls like you. And I support everybody. But when I see my, especially a young lady like this, this is probably your first really major thing out there.
In terms of like a show that you've created, that you know, you've done things with your own work and it pop up. But again, for Central Bank,
for Central Bank, it's my first show at Central Bank.
Pretty big deal.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. And again, you're right. We all have to support each other as women, right?
Oh, we have.
Yes. Yep. And she's been so encouraging. I get calls at any time of the day just to check on me and encourage me and check in.
That's fantastic. So you got another grandma.
Yes, exactly. And she instructed me I must call her Miss Nettie, because she's now my auntie.
Okay.
No, my children were saying, she says Nettie. And I said to Shirley, I don't want to insult Angelica, but, you know, but I said, she's, no, maybe don't do that, don't do that. And you know, stuff. I come to the old school. You know, Mama say when I die, I ain't going to purge, you know. So I said every day, I says, you know, Angelica, you know, you called me Nettie, but you know what? Everyone calls me Miss Nettie. With no offense, you know. So
it's
just nice.
No, not at all.
It's one of my children, one of my grandchildren, really.
That's lovely. How many do you have? How many real grandchildren?
Oh, it's about 22 of them. And, on Sunday.
For real?
Yeah. On Sunday. I've got great-grands also. On Sunday, my grandson called me and said that... they want me to be a guest of honor at their home out there in South Ocean. And I went. It was very lovely. And he gave me a Mother's Day card. And it's just so special. He talks about me being...
Well, you must have got a lot of Mother's Day cards, right? Because, you know, you probably got them from the grandchildren and the kids.
Right. He's the matriarch and this and that. He talks about the legend. And then so much. You've taught us so much. We've learned. It was just such wonderful.
Well, you've taught many of us so much. Again, the first female hotelier, you know, at a time when women weren't necessarily running their own businesses, you definitely were a beacon to a lot of women in this community.
And I fought. I fought for the women, and I fought for Bahamians.
Mm-hmm.
I fought for Bahamians to be where they should be. Unfortunately, you know, some of us are Bahamians when we've arrived. A lot of countries do. Once we've arrived, I don't care about nobody. I've arrived, and that's all that's important. But I always said, you know, just don't be kind to me. This is my brother, my sister, you know what I mean? We're going to walk together.
Yep.
And I think until such time as we as a people decided, we're going to support each other.
Exactly, that when you're going somewhere, take somebody with you.
You know, regardless of color, politics, religion, whatever have you, know, just support your brother, support your sister.
You're right.
It'd be a better world.
Absolutely. Well, amen. On that, we're going to go to a break, but that is truer words have never been spoken than Miss Nettie. support your brother and sister, irrespective of race, religion, exactly. We're all Bahamians, right?
Exactly.
All Bahamians together. So we're going to go to a quick break, and we're going to hear some more wisdom from the fabulous Nettie Simonette. The first woman hotelier in the Bahamas, businesswoman, author, and artist. and from Angelica Wallace Whitfield, a young, can I still call you young, or is that,
yeah,
is that condescending?
I'm still young.
So exactly, because I'm definitely old. So like, I know I'm definitely old. Young curator, recently came home about a year ago, and now
yes.
the curator at the Central Bank of the Bahamas. And this show with Nettie Simonette is her first show, and that is taking place tonight. And it's Nettie's birthday, so please,
birthday,
if you're
Nettie.
Listening to this, happy birthday, Nettie.
84.
If you're 84, if you're in the car, you're close to the Central Bank, come on down, participate in Nettie's birthday. We're all there waiting for you. You've been listening to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, the director of the National Art Gallery. We're going to a very short break. We're going to be right back. Stay tuned to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio.